Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. I look now at our stories. More oil marketing firms are reducing prices of petroleum products at the pumps. Petrol has witnessed one biggest drop in recent times, going down by 1 cedi per litre. George Yaffe has the rest of the story.
On September 2, 2024, Star Oil was selling a litre of petrol at 13 Ghana cedis, 55 pesos. However, this has gone down 1 cedi. They're selling a litre of petrol at 12 Ghana cedis, 55 pesos from this morning. This is one of the biggest drops that we have witnessed in recent times at the pumps. Diesel has also gone down by 58 pesos per litre and they're selling this morning at 13 Ghana cedis, 27 pesos. However, Star has also announced that it has dropped prices further in some parts of the country. At these places, it is selling a litre of petrol at 12 Ghana cedis, 31 pesos, whilst diesel is going for 12 Ghana cedis, 99 pesos. This, the oil marketing claims, is in line with the new pricing guidelines by the National Petroleum Authority. A careful observation of the numbers show that the price war game has started again between the two top oil marketing firms.
George Yaffe with that report. The Bank of Ghana has reaffirmed its commitment to zero financing of the 2024 budget, delivering a speech on behalf of the Governor, Dr. Ernest Addison, an advisor to the Governor, Dr. Stephen Opata, said policy decision on no financing of government's expenditure has helped contain inflation and improve the economic outlook. He was speaking at the YFM IMF regional course on financial programming and policies here in Accra.
For example, in 2024, the Bank of Ghana has not financed the budget. And that's why this has led to a reduction in price pressures. The bank remains dedicated to greater foreign exchange flexibility to enhance reserve buildup and resilience to shocks. The Bank of Ghana has tools ready to provide the necessary liquidity and other assistance to banks while strengthening their governance and oversight. We have also established the Ghana Financial Sector Fund, with an initial allocation of US $750 million, comprising US $250 million from the World Bank and $500 million from the Government of Ghana.
Dr. Stephen Opata is the advisor to the Governor, Dr. Ernest Addison, speaking at the YFM IMF regional course on financial programming and policies here in Accra. Ghana has achieved Tier 1 status in the 2024 Global Cybersecurity Index, positioning it as a leader in cybersecurity practices globally. The report released by the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, categorized countries into 5 tiers, with Tier 1 being the highest. More in this report.
Ghana has achieved a remarkable score of 99.2%, making it the second highest-ranked country in Africa, after Mauritius, and one of the only 5 African nations to attain the coveted role modeling status. This placement in the role modeling category signifies that Ghana is a leader in cybersecurity practices, serving as a benchmark for other nations. This status highlights Ghana's advanced cybersecurity framework, which sets the basis for sustained cybersecurity activities to protect and secure Ghana's developing digital ecosystem. The Global Cybersecurity Index evaluates countries across 5 strategic pillars: legal, technical, and organizational measures, as well as capacity building and cooperation. The score of 99.2% indicates that Ghana has improved on its ratings compared to the 2020 GCI rankings, in which Ghana scored 86.6%, placing it third in Africa after Mauritius and Tanzania.
And we want to stay a while longer within the digital space because managing partner Chenzu Capital, Eric Osiakwan, is calling for broader consultation on the regulation of digital currencies such as crypto. His comments come on the back of the Securities and Exchange Commission's decision to build a regulatory framework on cryptocurrencies and other electronic currencies. Speaking on Business Life, he explained that involving all relevant stakeholders will assist the Commission to help shape a policy for the nation.
The important thing is that the SEC needs to really consult widely with the stakeholders involved. So this kind of consultation should not be limited to very few stakeholders because you want to have the buy-in of the community and you want to have frameworks for regulation that are widely takes the entire positions of the various actors into consideration. And so the question would be, you know, how wide is the consultation? How deep it is? What are the issues that are emerging? And thirdly, it's important to also understand the local context or the Pan-African context of how these cryptocurrencies are being used, because context matters a lot in these things.
Eric Osiakwan is the managing partner at Chenzu Capital. Away from that, the Ghana Mine Workers Union is mounting pressure on the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to terminate the license of Future Global Resources following its inability to comply with the 120 days timeline to revamp the Bogoso Pristine Mine. According to the mine workers, Future Global Resources has failed to transform the mine, hence the need to withdraw their mining license to allow other prospective investors to take over the mine for the greater good of all stakeholders. Addressing journalist General Secretary Mumin Abdul Bana cautioned the union will continue to push for the welfare of the workers of the mine.
Based on the failure or refusal and on the strength of the minister's letter of 17th April 2024, FGR stands divested of the Bogoso Pristine Mine mineral rights. Choboy. Choboy, the commission also stated in its letter that by the expiry of the extended period, a period of 1 year would have gone by since the initial notice to remedy the breach of mining leases dated August 14, 2023 was served on FGR for various and repeated breaches of the terms and conditions of its mineral rights. The commission further stated that the company's repeated request for time to meet its obligation and its consistent failure to do so, even after the extensions have been granted, is an attempt by the company to hang on to the mineral rights by any means possible.
Mumin Abdul Bana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union there. A former General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe, has cautioned that smuggling of grains will continue if government does not put in place a proper mechanism to create a market for farmers. He is with the view that even though banning the export of grains is a step in the right direction, due to the recent dry spell, there is the need to design a policy that will ensure fair pricing to discourage the sale of produce to foreigners.
But that is also the reason why we must find some more innovative ways of, novel ways of dealing with these shortages rather than complying or adhering to the long-term old age approach of banning. Now, why would farmers want to sell to foreigners? It means the price is low. Is there any pricing or marketing mechanism whereby farmers can break even or farmers' produce can be channeled to a particular area, market center? We don't have that in Ghana. Farmers are left on their own to market their goods. So they will sell to anybody who gives them the highest price.
You heard former General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe. Now, for your pension tip on Manila, we'll shed more light on the three pension schemes.